This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny. Alice's morning show. Hello. It's Thursday. Hey. It's 6:10 in the morning, and it's time for you to win a 4-pack of tickets. I'm totally going to this. I'm super excited about it. Let's go together.
We're talking to the promoters about it.
The Lagunitas Beer Circus. Like,
do you tell your brother about it?
Yeah, well, I told my sister. I drove her to her, she had a doctor's appointment yesterday, so I drove her in and we were talking about it.
Did she get a colonoscopy?
No, she didn't. She had a really bad cough for a long, I'm not going to tell you all her stuff.
I don't understand, though. Why shouldn't she drive herself?
She didn't have a car.
Oh.
Yeah, so she usually borrows our car, but my son had the car in the city, and so I was like, I'll just drive you. I don't care. We're hanging out together anyway.
So a cough?
Yeah, she had this cough for months now.
Wow.
Just like...
She an e-cig chick?
No, she's a nothing. She's a health nut, and she's been like short of breath, and she started chewing ice hard a couple months ago.
Oh.
And I go, that's
iron deficiency.
Anemia.
Yes.
I said, the last person I know who had that was Yuzette.
Yeah.
Started chewing ice. And she's like, and she brought it up like, she goes, you know what I hate? I hate hearing people chew ice, but lately all I want to do is chew ice. I'm like, you're anemic.
Mm-hmm.
And she's like, what are you talking about? I'm like, look it up. And sure enough. So she went, she got a blood test for that. And there you go. There's my entire, sister-in-law's entire
come back?
Stuff. Not yet. They took blood or whatever.
Come back to this.
But
I
they're
going to
go party with you at the Lagunitas.
Well, it was so funny because we were laughing about the Lagunitas Beer Circus.
Yes.
As we were talking in the car, I said, oh, man, I think I'm going to go to this thing. Do you guys want to go? It's like everything I want. Like circus, yes, please. Beer, okay.
Yeah.
Lagunitas.
I mean, the only thing missing is animals, but that's okay.
Yeah. No, contortionists and freak aerialists. And it's going to be great.
Yes. I can't wait.
Over 100 performers at two different stages featuring all-star bands, burlesque, sideshow acts, aerialists, and other freaktacular performances. Food trucks.
Yeah.
I love food trucks. Midway games and more. The Lagunitas Beer Circus. It's September 14th at the Sonoma Marin Fairgrounds in Petaluma. You can go to RadioAlice.com and get more info, or you can just call us right now and win a 4-pack of tickets. Take your whole family. Call number 9-800-400-3697. Meet you there. Sounds so fun. So call now. And let's see. Celebrity Trash. We're looking for fall interns.
Yes, we is.
We really are. Have you gotten any response?
No,
oh,
I haven't.
Oh, my God.
Single email.
What are we going to do without interns, you guys?
Well, I'm going to use up Nicole a little bit.
All right. That sounds
maybe
good.
Maybe Brandon. Wait, where did Brandon go? He was sitting out there laying on the
couch. Yeah, our old interns, they all still work here. Board ops.
No one wants to leave.
Well, super fun. You know, the thing is, it is actually pretty early to be asking, like most people.
I know, but people
end
are going
of
back to school.
I know.
Planning their
if they're coming into
schedules,
town. Or,
so now's the time.
Now is the time. Send an email, a resume, and cover letter to uzette@radioalice.com. You have to be enrolled in school. You have to be able to get college credit for this, and you have to be over 18.
Right.
But we'd love to have you. It's super fun working here. We promise. We can't get rid of some of the kids. Other ones, though, they're dashing out the door. Riley and Jasmine, I think their last day is tomorrow.
Mm-hmm. We have a couple weeks left with Marcos and Gabby.
Oh, that's good.
Thanks,
maybe
guys.
We can split them up and make one of them do Monday, Wednesday, Friday. Danny Trejo's in the news today. Machete. He was driving in Los Angeles and saw a car accident. One of the vehicles was overturned and there was a little kid in there hanging upside down, strapped in his car seat. So Danny sprang into action. He got out of his car and crawled inside the overturned vehicle, and he couldn't undo the kid's buckle, I guess.
Dude, so, I can't get those things buckled or unbuckled. Right side up on a nice, cool day. Like, I mean, all conditions perfect.
Right.
those things are a B.
I know. They're a pain in the ass. And I think hanging upside down, isn't there like a set of weights that keeps the thing from expanding? And so, you know, just to get it out of there, maybe it was all locked up.
I don't know about that. And Danny's like 75 years old.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's way older than you think.
He's just like a superhero.
Wasn't he doing... What was the penis thing that he was doing recently?
Was it the enhancement?
A wearable.
Yeah, it was like a ring that you could wear all the time.
Uh-huh. Not all the time.
I don't know what it was.
You don't wear it to the store
during your time.
Well, maybe you have to wear it all the time to keep everything all
ridiculous.
Pudgy. You know?
Ridiculous.
Danny Trejo wants guys to fess up. Pumps up erectile dysfunction.
Mm. That's what it's called.
It's
pumps
a wearable
up.
Product. That's what it is.
Fun. Anyway, he's 75 years old. He's got that going on, and he's a superhero in real life. So another bystander, a young woman, crawled in from the other side to try to help him get the buckle undone, and they did finally manage to get the kid out of the car. They couldn't get the grandmother out, though.
Mm. Oh, no.
I think she's okay. They don't say that anything bad happened to her, but for a while, they had to wait for the firefighters to get there, you know, I don't know, jaws of life
first
or whatever.
First responders,
that's right.
Yes, everyone. Are we talking about that right now?
No, not right now. You can give it a quick plug right after I'm done with this story, though. So together, Danny Trejo and this other bystander, young woman, brought the kid to safety. The boy's grandmother was trapped in the car. Yeah, they're saying here, as far as they know, she's okay, too. The boy is a special needs kid.
Mm.
And Danny apparently did his best to... He was freaking out, as you would be. You've just been in an accident. Your grandma's still in the car. Danny says he was panicked. I said, okay, we have to use our superpowers. So he screamed, superpowers. And we started yelling, superpowers. I said, do this with the muscles. And he said, muscles. The whole time the whole time he kept the boy faced away from the accident and kept him distracted.
Yeah.
So that they could, you know, the firefighters
could
get
him. Good on him.
Yeah. Yeah. It's great.
But poor little boy. I mean, he has such a scary face. I know. Oh, God.
Like, aren't you Machete?
Did I just mess with the wrong Mexican?
Oh, turns out no. He was the right Mexican at the right time.
That is really great.
I know. It's excellent. Okay, Hooman, let's talk about first responders. You're doing this big stair climb.
Thank you, everyone. Yes, please just go to the Alice973 Instagram. Just take a look at the information in our bio. But I am going to climb the 1,700 stairs at the Salesforce Tower, 61 flights.
1,700 stairs.
Inside the Salesforce Tower, 61 flights, and my team consists of this woman named Trisha, and
who is, by the way, a world class stair climbing champion.
Elite.
That's right. Thank you so much. And Sarah's sister, who loves to chew ice.
Yeah, my anemic sister in law is going to do it too.
Oh God, Debbie's going to do it. Wow. She's going to faint.
Maybe
she
can't.
She is anemic. She's going to faint.
Maybe she can't do it.
Well, she can leave at any floor. Let's just hope for the best.
Yeah.
I say she show up and let's see what happens.
Well, you guys are going to walk. You're going to take your time, right?
Yes.
It's going to take you a couple hours to do the 1,700
well,
stairs.
Well, no. It's going to take 25 minutes.
What?
Maybe 30 at the most.
Well, Brie and I will be there at the front.
I'll walk a couple
upstairs
flights.
Upstairs at the party.
Oh, thanks,
Brie.
You're the best.
Oh, not Absolutely. Me. I'm going to take the elevator up, but I'll be at the party.
Yeah.
Hey.
Meet you at the top. See you up there. Hurry up.
With my damn...
Croissants?
Yeah.
Yes.
I couldn't remember what it was. Like, donut?
I was about to say cigars. Is it cigars?
Cigars, croissants, so close.
Anyway,
we're raising money for this.
Yeah, and I'm going to put the link on the Sarah and Vinny page right now. But look, right now we're at $1,169. Let's try to get to $2,000 by the end of the show.
Can
we do that?
What place would that put us in if we...
That'll put us in second place.
Oh, second place.
Yeah.
And who's beating us?
There's
some firefighting.
Well, that's,
group,
you know.
Yeah, they have a
that's
club
as
or
it should
something.
Be.
Yeah, they have like $4,000 or something.
Yeah, we need to catch them. We have a few more weeks. Actually, we have almost a full month, right? Today's only the 8th. Mm-hmm. I keep thinking it's later in the month. Mm-hmm. There's a lot happening this month. We got some birthdays coming up.
Mm-hmm.
Right. So I'm putting that right now on the Sarah and Vinny Facebook page, and we will also put it on the Alice Instagram stories right now, too.
Perfect. Thank you.
Thank you, guys.
Hooman. Diamonds are in the news today.
Okay.
You know, I'm always seeing these jewelers that design these crazy radical bling pieces, you know, for various rappers or whatever. And some of them are just, they're beautiful. They're incredible. And
some of them are awful, but
yeah,
go on.
Agreed. Agreed. But some are super creative. And, you know, I think that when somebody buys a big piece from you, that puts you in the news and, you know, it makes you more sought after. Like, I want to say
Jake the Jeweler or something
sure,
like that.
Sure. Oh, yeah, yeah. There's yeah. actually a couple that you, mm-hmm. you sort of start to know their names. Well, because if you read TMZ every day, you see these blinged out chains. So the problem, apparently, according to this one jeweler, he calls himself a celebrity jeweler. And frankly, they're not putting his name in the story. I'm sure you could probably find it. But he's saying that basically there's a whole new set of diamonds out there that are grown in labs. They are diamonds, but they're synthetically grown.
Right.
And so while if you got down to the nuts and bolts of it, someone would say, yeah, that is a diamond, but it's a synthetic diamond and it's not
man-made. Yeah.
That's been in the news a little bit. So they need to, the argument has been, do these synthetic diamonds need to be tagged as such?
Right.
Because they can't be sold. It's the same as like farm salmon mm-hmm. and salmon caught wild.
Salmon, right.
There are people who would say, I would never eat a farmed salmon. I want it to have lived a life out in the, and others who are like, it's probably safer.
Right.
So.
Well, the farmed ones are definitely more fatty. I prefer farmed.
And, you know, and they've Delicious. Been in cleaner water and they've probably, you know.
Sure. Right.
So I don't know where you come down on it, but I think that's the thing. You have to tag these synthetic diamonds as that. And so they're not diamonds.
Right. Well, technically it's a diamond, I guess. You know, could you cut glass with it? I guess so. Or maybe if you're, you know, there's like diamond saw blades and stuff for certain things that people cut. I assume that those are probably synthetic diamonds.
Yeah, they're not diamonds.
They're not taking the real things out of mines or what have you.
Uh-uh.
But there's also the whole blood diamond thing where, you know, maybe it's safer to get a synthetic diamond. Either way, it comes down to these jewelers not revealing that these people don't find out that they've got fake diamonds until they take their piece to be cleaned or take it to another jeweler.
Mm-hmm.
Or to get your certificate.
Right.
Insurance.
So they're saying a lot of A-list, this celebrity jeweler says a lot of A-listers have been coming in with lab-grown diamonds, which are worth far less than a regular
right.
mined diamond. He says, I'm starting to see it on a daily basis. Celebrities are unknowingly purchasing extravagant diamond pieces filled with nothing but synthetic stones. He says that wannabe celebrity jewelers are doing whatever it takes to get famous clients, and that includes offering ridiculously low prices to get their attention, and basically you get what you pay for. So they cut their costs by selling synthetic diamonds on the pieces instead of natural diamonds. Or maybe there's some natural diamonds on there, like maybe the bigger diamonds. And then they just fill the whole thing up with a bunch of little fakies.
Hmm.
And they're saying the average person couldn't tell that even if you had an eye for it. They'd say a jeweler would be able to tell. And maybe it's because they are marked. You know, maybe there is some kind of tag on there.
I think they're supposed to be, yeah. I don't know. But if I was getting a Vinfro necklace, yeah. I would absolutely want the synthetic diamonds.
Yeah, we need a Vinfro.
Because that's not something that, you know, it's right. for my video. It's not for me to wear.
Right.
It's not an investment.
Right.
I'm just, you know, trying to show off. And
I would
the
love
synthetics
to, I'd love
will be
to
just
see
fine.
You in a Vinfro. I would love to see what the Vinfro necklace looked like. Because
Eddie Ellie Hahn, our diamond Rolex experts out there.
Yeah.
We're calling on you.
Because I'm picturing,
necklace.
When I hear fro, I'm thinking there's a lot of hair, but there isn't. So I'm.
That's the beauty of Vin my nickname, Sarah.
I'm actually thinking, like, we take Vinny's, like, face and bald head and then just, like, put some big curly hairs.
Diamonds?
Coming up, and all diamond encrusted.
Uh-huh, uh-huh. Maybe some bangs.
Oh, yeah. He loves bangs. Oh, my God. It's great. It's perfect.
Forehead curtains. Who yeah. wants them?
I'll take them.
I
Jesus.
Love that.
Curtain that forehead off. Just like, let's try to minimize that. Reese. So.
Oh. I really like her.
Oh my God. Me too. That show. Well, I can't stop thinking about it.
I know. You can't stop talking about it.
Big Little Lies. Mm-hmm.
Well, she was good in the first thing that broke her.
Which was what?
She broke in some small film about running for, was it school president or
right.
what?
Oh, yeah.
Absolute, election, the, it was called.
Right. Oh.
And then she did that Pleasantville movie. She was great in that, too.
I loved her in, I want to say it was called Freeway, where Kiefer Sutherland was a murderer, and she beat the out of him.
All right.
Oh, okay. So good.
I loved her in Legally Blonde.
Of course.
She was excellent in that.
It looks like she was also in Friends. Anybody remember in Friends?
Yes, yeah. she was
Rachel's
sister.
Little sister. Yeah.
Yes.
But that was that. She'd already been made by that point.
Right.
How about
that was a guest spot.
How about Cruel Intentions? Anyone like
that?
Oh, yeah.
That movie.
Actually, I've seen that movie.
The makeup scene with Selma Blair.
Isn't that where she met her
Husband,
Ryan
Phillippe? Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. Yeah.
How about Pleasantville? Anybody see Pleasantville?
Yeah, she just said that. Uh-huh.
What was first, though? Was it elections?
Yeah, what was first?
Or election or whatever that was?
I think it was election.
Election was 1999, but it says Freeway was 1996.
Okay, she's
and Pleasantville
super young.
Was 98.
Okay, so what was her first one, though, that they
That
say?
Seems like not long enough ago.
Mm. It doesn't?
It just, I mean, I would have thought early 90s, but okay.
Let's see here.
I know.
Star Life is longer.
She was in The Man in the Moon.
I don't know that.
Oh, isn't that the
Andy Kaufman thing?
Yeah, that's the Kaufman movie.
No, this is a different one. It stars nobody famous.
Okay.
Directed by a guy named Robert Mulligan.
Robert.
I want a Mulligan.
Then she was in a TV show called Wildflower. Anybody?
No. Mm-hmm.
Far Off Place in 1993. Jack the Bear. Anybody see Jack the Bear?
No.
She was in Return to Lonesome Dove, the TV miniseries.
Oh, I did watch that.
And then Freeway was 1996.
Oh, dang, that movie's good.
I'd like to remind you that
she's
talking
a
about
wild animal.
Reese Witherspoon, and this is all because of the Vinfro synthetic diamond bling piece. This
it's
is
because
this
of
the forehead. The forehead.
Yeah. Right.
That's fine.
Yeah. Don't you know who I am?
Right. Do you have any idea who I am? Forgot all about that. Boy, she's got a lot of goodwill going for her for that to get married, you know?
Yeah.
That could be the defining moment in some people's careers. All right, I'm out of time. Vinny, what's coming up?
Beer makes the news.
Oh, beer!
Back to school shopping and a question of cool.
Oh.
After these.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny. Alice's morning show. Watch this show live. Is Nicole still running the feeds in there? Nicole, lean over if it's you. Vaughn, lean over if it's you. No, I think that room might be empty. Anyway, you can watch. As far as I know, it's on right now. RadioAlice.com/watch. Check out the looking good. Oh, it's Vaughn! Hey, Vaughn! Great to see you. Oh, my God. It's been Nicole all week. I've missed you so much. God, I had a good time with you at Vinny's wedding. What a delight you are. Oh, I'm getting two thumbs up.
He was a lot of fun.
He was a lot of fun. You're like, we all like you, and now I love you. It's such a good time. John loves you, too. He was just raving about you. Oh, that Vaughn.
I loved you all along, Vaughn. You know that.
Yeah, it takes me a while to really love.
That's not really fair.
I
mean, we don't all get to hang out when we leave here. It's, you know, we go all our different directions.
Right.
But that was an opportunity where we all get to hang.
Yeah, I loved you first.
Got to hang. Yeah, you were first.
Oh,
great.
Oh,
great.
Loud.
Super. Whatever. Anyway, you can watch Vaughn's work.
His post. He was in Miami. I forgot what your post said. He was happy to get away from the big ass bugs and the mosquitoes and stuff.
Oh yeah.
Back to the bay, yo.
Mm-hmm. Right.
He went jet skiing.
He did.
MIA.
Oh my god.
Oh Miami.
Miami.
I'm like, what are you talking? Okay,
we're gonna hang out today. We're gonna get our
Studio G on
outside. No.
Oh.
Our outside fans.
Our studio grumpies.
Not today. Yeah. Our outside lands tickets today.
Oh. All right. Oh yeah, Bryn and I need to have a meeting with everyone about that.
Rutro. Okay.
It's tricky.
Yes, it's good. Look, you know, go get your tickets for the big concert this weekend.
It's so fun. It's this weekend.
Anywho, you can go to RadioAlice.com/watch. It takes you right to the Looking Glass.
Report.
What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by Radio.com. It's an app, and you're going to love it. Oh. You get the Radio.com app, you listen to this show, and then you have a day.
Just go off into the world.
Radio.com.
.com.
Our company has invested billions in the technology.
Multiple.
And continues. Just yesterday, they bought two more podcasting companies.
They did. I saw that.
So they continue to add to the
roster.
Right. Mm-hmm. Although
they're
what
stable.
You want to do is get the app and then you listen to this show.
Right. This is really the only show we care if you listen to.
Right.
Yeah. That is true.
We're a little self-centered that way.
Here's what's grateful. Happening. Today we begin with beer.
Oh, beer. Beer. The Lagunitas Beer Circus.
No, that's not what we're talking about. You don't need to give free plugs right now.
Beer.
Bud Light.
Yes.
Is the most popular beer by far.
Oh.
Here in the United States.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Bud Light.
Bud Light.
I mean, I can't say I've never drank a Bud Light. I've definitely, I can't remember the last time I had any in my house.
Oh, I have some in my house right now.
Oh, funny.
Mm-hmm.
Budweiser, actually. We'll get,
I have
get
Budweiser
it my dad when
and
he comes
Bud
out.
Light. Mm-hmm.
Bud Light did $5.2 billion in sales last year, which
Holy
is double.
Crap.
More than double the runner-up.
Which is Bud.
Which is Coors Light.
Oh, Coors Light. Oh, how funny. Coors Light. That's Pat's beer, the Silver Bullet.
I would have expected the Coors Light to be ahead of the Bud Light, just based on a guess. If you said, guess which one's bigger, right. I would have guessed Coors Light.
Funny.
But I drank Coors, not Light, the regular Coors, among all the other drinks. So it didn't, I guess, what am I saying? It didn't matter.
You drank whatever was there, right?
Well, I mean, I had my...
But if you had to go in and buy some, that's what you
yeah,
went for.
Yeah, I mean, if I were choosing, but it wasn't like I was going to go, no.
Right.
It's this or nothing.
Yeah. Not picky that way.
They say here that Michelob Ultra has passed Miller Lite as the number three beer in America.
How funny. I have never, ever, once, ever been able to catch a buzz from Michelob Ultra. And for me, the only reason to drink a couple beers is to catch a buzz. I'm sorry. I'm sorry to say it, but that is why I'm drinking
beer.
But
you've had it.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
It tastes like beer-flavored water.
So it's low-carb
good.
Beer,
actually
though.
I really like
it's
Mick
one of the,
Ultra.
Yeah, one
well,
of the reasons it's on my
try
radar
and catch a buzz with it.
Is because well. Kelly Slater did commercials for him.
Oh, okay. Mm.
Which is, you know, so random that, right. you know, the big surfer in the world does a beer commercial, but they're a sponsor of his wave farm.
Oh.
Michelob Ultra.
Out in Lemoore.
Whatever.
Yeah.
Lemoore.
I used to do promotions for Mick Ultra.
Oh, you did?
Yeah.
Mick Ultra wasn't even made.
Yeah, Mick Ultra's new-ish.
No, I had like a whole outfit for Mick Ultra. I think it started
were
out
you sidelighting? Or
no,
lighting?
It's all Anheuser-Busch products. So it depended on what night it was that I was wearing whatever outfit.
How old is Mick Ultra?
I thought it was only like 10 years old.
Less than.
2002.
There you go.
So how are you doing Mick Ultra ads? Promotion dress ups.
I was going to bars and promoting.
Oh, you're
the
saying
beer.
As a radio
as
person,
a,
you were going.
No, not as a radio person, as a girl doing promotions for.
In 02?
Yes.
Wait. You were here.
No, she wasn't.
She left in 02.
I was still doing stuff. Like, I still had to have some
side
gig. Boy,
she has
gig.
A whole goddamn secret life
you
that we
had,
don't know
you
about.
Were still doing beer promotion and beer girl stuff when we were
John
working
still,
as...
Yeah,
I just want
in the earlier days.
I want to say
yeah.
for the record, I believed you from the moment you opened your mouth. Use that. I'm sorry
I just thought
that
she had the wrong beer.
Disputed you.
The others.
We're not disputing. We're just questioning.
Questioning.
Wait, look this up. Okay.
No, I did.
Maybe
I did.
I'm a big-ass liar. But,
we're not trying to say you're lying.
No,
we're
no,
saying
no. Is it Anheuser-Busch?
That because, owns Michelob Ultra.
Yeah, that owns Michelob Ultra.
It is?
Okay, so, yeah. I did a lot of different beer stuff.
Mm.
See, I just, one of the ads I saw recently, maybe I'm the one that screwed up. Did Kelly Slater do the ad recently in the Super Bowl for Mick Ultra?
Don't ask me.
I don't even drink beer, so right. What do I know of it? But I thought I saw them talking about how they just came up with this Mick Ultra, the low-carb beer.
Mm-hmm. Well, now they're kind of skewing it to women because you keep your figure and still drink beer.
And not be buzzed.
Whatever. It's the number three beer in America.
Okay.
And I don't know how that's possible.
Yes, he did do the ad for the Super Bowl.
And they're doing the ads for the L'Amour.
I'm still stuck on Uzi being a highfalutin executive producer of radio shows and going out at night and doing beer promotion.
Yeah.
You
shaking
had a
your,
side
shaking
gang
your
going.
Booty.
And you wouldn't even tell us.
Yeah, you didn't even tell us you were doing beer promotion.
Perhaps it never came up. I don't know.
You could have promoted your own events.
I
don't know.
Yeah, well, I don't know either.
Every once in a while, I like to keep things separate.
Oh. So you're saying you'd put on the little Mick Ultra mini skirt and be in a bar as a beer girl?
Yeah, for a couple hours.
Try this stuff.
It's good for you.
Here's a keychain. Here's a t-shirt. Hey, do you want to enter blah, blah, blah?
The wet t-shirt contest. Wait, what?
What?
Did I say that out loud?
I didn't do that. I did that some other time.
For some reason, all the Kelly Slater Michelob Ultra ads have been taken off of YouTube, which is weird. I thought they'd want that there, but
maybe
I was gonna repost
like,
it.
He's like, you gotta keep paying me.
Yeah. Might be. Maybe.
You found
some
it?
Weird contractual thing.
Yeah.
But anyway, I was one of the. I was watching some video of the L'Amour pool,
wave pool,
and they were their ad on that was saying, "Oh, these are the beer crafters who came up with it." That's why I thought it was brand new.
Mm.
So, because they were kind of showing young people, but you know, oh, big surprise! They've cast.
I'm actually surprised to hear that it's
Mick came up with the beer.
17 or 18 years old. Like I actually thought, like I've been hearing about it for, I felt like 10 years. But you know, who knows? Maybe it just had to gain traction first. They needed more use that appearances to make that happen.
Miller Lite, I guess, is the fourth most popular beer in America. So all light beers so far.
Yeah, is Miller Lite the? I must be in the front row.
Yeah, it's the L-I-T-E, right?
Yeah. Yep.
Modelo Especial is the fifth best-selling beer in the country.
What? It is?
They've had an 18.9% jump in sales.
I do like
Modelo. Over 1 year.
Mm-hmm.
It outsells Budweiser.
Oh, my God.
Which came in sixth.
Modelo's
and Corona,
good.
Which
yeah, I
came
love
in
Modelo.
Seventh.
I like, is it Negro?
Every time I go to a Mexican restaurant, that's what I order.
You don't order
Modelo.
Pacifico?
No.
I like Pacifico.
Pacifico's
good.
Listen, you know me. I'll drink anything.
Right.
But when I go to a Mexican restaurant, I usually order Modelo Especial.
I think if you were in Baja, the beer you'd probably the beer we drank most was Pacifico.
Mm. Oh, I was thinking Tecate.
You get it by the case. We drank a lot of that, too.
Yeah.
But you get it by the case in bottles. That's the thing.
Well, I used to work at this Mexican restaurant. We sold Tecate and Dos Equis.
Oh, yeah.
What was the name of the restaurant?
Pancho Villa.
That's where you
Leominster,
got your...
Leominster, Massachusetts.
That's where you farmed your coke habit.
That is where I got my cocaine habit.
Oh, man.
It's true.
Because someone introduced you? Is that how that happened?
Yeah, well, there was just someone there who always had it, and we would be there late closing up the bar, and then I was in a band, and then one of the guys in the band started having it all the time, and next thing you know, I was... having it all the time.
Buying your
I'll
own.
I'll have some of that. Yes.
You know, the problem with that drug is even people who aren't, how do I put this? Even if you're not sort of addict minded or an addict behavior type person, which I am, I mean, I'll fiend on anything. You give me pot. I want to stockpile it. I need to get a trash bag of it so I never run out. So stupid. But coke seems to be that drug that you just fiend.
Right.
Like everybody who does it fiends. It doesn't matter. You might even only do it the one night, but once you've had some, you're like, oh, yeah, I'm going to need more of that and a lot more too, by the way. Like never leave my side. Oh, you are going to the bathroom? I'm coming with. You just see that weird fiending behavior on
people.
Well,
it's every 20 minutes, you're like, I need more of that.
And if you've ever done it...
And then you go, oh, this will be the last time. 20 minutes later, you're like, oh, maybe this will be the last time.
Right.
20 minutes later, oh, this will definitely be the last
time.
And
then you see the sun
come in the morning,
up and you go...
And you're like, this is awesome. Let's do it all day.
What
all
am
right.
I supposed to
Who's
do
got some,
this?
Some money? We need some for tomorrow night.
You did that, right? you recognize the behavior I'm describing.
You know what I think is the funniest thing about cocaine?
What?
This is not funny, children.
Yeah, don't do it. Don't
even
start.
In the 80s, when I was doing it regularly, it was $100 a gram. And now it's $100 a gram. How is that the one thing that hasn't been affected by inflation?
Maybe they're cutting it more.
Yeah, it's probably way more.
Right, there's probably no more cocaine in it. Here's some speed. We're calling it cocaine, right. And it's $100 a gram.
Cocaine!
Digga digga doo.
You're not promoting this.
No,
we're not promoting
this.
Don't do it. It's terrible for
Awful.
You.
Awful.
A new survey asked people which is more stressful, holiday shopping or back to school shopping.
Oh.
A third of people said it's back to school, which means actually holiday shopping wins, but
right.
Still, for it to even compete. I've only done it this year. I haven't even really done it yet. But the neatest thing in the world was watching my kid come home with her new Vans for kindergarten.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, ah, this is awesome.
Is she going to ride a bus or is it a drop-off school?
It's right around the corner.
Oh, so she can walk.
No, she won't walk into kindergarten. She's too young. Mm. But it's very, very close.
Is the whole elementary school in that location?
They did a test run yesterday where she rode her bike there, and it was 8 minutes on bike. And that kid can't pedal very fast. So, I mean, we're talking about it's close.
Right.
So she'll either her mom will walk her there or they'll do a drop off. But it's close. And it's exciting. And the shoes are like...
Were they pink or what?
They've got multicolored, including pink, checkerboard Vans.
Oh, that's adorable.
With little black toes and black heel. They're cute as can be. Where'd you find this? What is this?
What the hell
I grew
is
up
that?
With this song.
I know. You
this song.
Did?
Yeah.
Got my Vans on, but
I don't
they
know
look
why
like
I
sneakers.
Know it. It's just one of those songs.
Vans on, but they look like sneakers.
Got my Vans on, but they look like sneakers.
They're always got to get them cleaned up.
The Pack. I have no idea, but I know the song.
Huh. Anyway, back to school shopping's on, everyone.
It's no fun.
23% of back-to-school shopping, quote, has at least somewhat damaged their relationship with their child.
It's hard. I mean, maybe it's easier with girls like because they actually want to go clothes shopping, but Jesus, you know. I'd just be like, get in there, and I'm going to just throw things over the top, put things on until you have 5 shirts and 5 pairs of pants, and then we're getting the F out of here. You little ingrate.
The fights with my mom, it was, look, I know what I want. So let me tell you what I want, or we can go get what I want, but I know what I want to wear.
Right.
So it's really easy. Whatever your budget is, we'll buy these things.
Right.
So if I can only get one pair of OPs, then so be it. But that's what I'm going to wear.
Yeah.
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 What'd she say?
Well, she'd say,
she said, I can make these.
Yeah, exactly right.
She's crafty. Mom.
Did you really have homemade OPs? Did she?
No,
did she?
She wouldn't wear them.
That
I'm sure
happening.
He did have them.
That wasn't happening.
Did she sew in the O and the P?
No, there was no way.
Because I was a huge fan of OPs too.
Did you get to have them?
Hell yeah, I got to have them. I was an only child. Please.
Oh,
so whatever you want when you're an only child.
Well, I have seen pictures of you with a pink sweater slung around your shoulders.
Hey,
so.
You did?
Yeah. Like an eighth grader, white button down, pink sweater slung around the shoulders, tied in front. Mm.
Listen, that's how the kids dress.
Back. I'm running out of time, but I wanted to ask you this question, okay?
Okay.
Only time I worked in a restaurant, I accidentally, things went badly for me. Mm. I had to leave.
The LSD?
Yeah, I accidentally took LSD.
Right.
Had to leave that day.
And
never
shed your
back.
Bullwinkle costume and...
Right.
And county Mountie hat right. And
oh, sure.
Red. I don't remember
some
how
kind of button down vest.
But you know the red jacket thing. Anyway. So I don't know, but I'm curious if what you'll say about this. Is it cool to come into a restaurant 15 minutes before they close and expect to be seated?
I have a thought on that. Can go first?
Sure, go ahead.
Often, if you do, I mean, look, they want the money. So if they had a slow night, you coming in 15 minutes, I mean, someone will be happy. That waiter could use the tips.
Well, I think that if you come in 15 minutes before the kitchen closes and you're going to order quickly, eat quickly, and get out of there quickly, that person expected to be
leaving the building.
Okay, you didn't answer the question. Is it cool?
It's, I mean,
to
listen,
walk into a restaurant 15 minutes before it closes. Is it cool?
I don't think so.
What kind,
I don't
hold
either.
On. What kind of restaurant? Chipotle? It's
no,
fine.
It's not a Chipotle. It's
can
a
I get
sit
it
down.
To go? Can I just get it to go?
Yeah. No, you want to sit.
Yeah, no, that's not cool.
It's not?
No.
Although if the kitchen's open till 10, the kitchen's open till 10. There, yeah. You know, it's if they're closing at 10, the kitchen probably closed at 9:30.
Yeah. Yeah. They're already cleaning and wiping
right.
up everything.
Okay, let me ask.
I don't know.
Is it
cool? It seems too late to eat.
To ask for a table in a restaurant that's closing in 15 minutes.
No.
It's not cool. I don't know. I guess I'll go with it's not
I'm gonna
cool.
say no.
If they say we're closing in 15 minutes, you say, all right, we'll go someplace else. Because, you know, if you're coming in late, you don't want drinks and what a pain in the ass you are.
Right.
It's not cool.
You're right.
Okay.
It's
oh,
not
good.
Cool.
Thank God.
Coming into a restaurant and asking for a table 15 minutes before they close is officially not cool.
Says who?
Says all the people asked. Mm. They're about to close.
Yeah.
It's not cool.
Right. But I like what you said. If you know the kitchen, if the kitchen's open, officially, get something to go.
There's your move. I think that's
Pack
your move.
Up.
If you're hungry and they're about to close, you go, hey, can I order to go?
Yeah.
And if they say yes.
What do you got that's easy?
Go eat in your car, whatever.
Sure.
Take it home.
Take it home. Eat in the parking lot. I don't care.
Yeah.
Sit out on the front steps. Just get out of my restaurant.
Right.
I'm trying to close here.
I'll say this. There have been times where back in the day where I've gone to sushi restaurants where the guy who owns the restaurant is basically the guy cutting up the sushi. And I'll walk in. I'll say, I know you're closing. Can I sit down? And I'll look at him and he'll either say yes or no. If that guy says yes, I think it's okay. I think it's cool.
Well, he wants your money.
Yeah, he wants your money.
And so that's, you know, if
yeah, and if
he's
you
happy.
Don't mind as they're cleaning up all around you.
I don't mind. Do you mind?
Yeah. No, I would not mind.
I know.
I don't know.
You know what I had a flash
like
of?
I'm giving you a hint to get the F out of there.
Which this is like my old life, way old, like the 98, 99. I used to be able to go to North Beach after being out in clubs or whatever mm-hmm. and partying, and you could be there till 2 or 3 in the morning at those coffee house restaurant mm-hmm. things and get fed. I wonder if they still do that. Do people still do that in
know.
North Beach?
I'm never up that
late. North Beach is a pretty happening little neighborhood.
Yeah.
Anymore,
or so
is
I hear.
It?
Yeah. I mean, you know, hot rental market.
God,
you know,
that
a lot
was
of kids
fun.
Bryn, you tell us.
Yeah, you tell us.
What's the question?
I used to be able to, after going out and dancing or partying or whatever, mm-hmm. you could go to North Beach and you could get fed and get coffee or whatever at 2 or 3 in the morning. Can
yeah,
you
there's
still do
this
that?
Vietnamese restaurant right there that I still... I know it's open, and it's open, like, way late. They serve some thick noodles. Not pho. It's something else.
Fake noodles?
Some different noodles.
Thick.
It's not pho. Thick noodles, not fake noodles.
I said fake.
That's
like fake news?
That's
fake
what
noodles?
It's
what is it? Fake noodles.
It's on Broadway, and I know it's still open.
Monk Garden?
It's on Broadway and Columbus right there.
Yeah, that spot was fun.
It's happened.
I don't know why that has nothing to do with the story. It just crossed my mind. Like, I remember being there
what
late.
What was the story again?
About
going in
right. into a restaurant.
Someone says, I was a waitress and it isn't cool to expect to be served. We are doing our closing stuff and we want to go home. We
right.
were young and want to go out.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, that's why
kitchen
I did the story.
Closes and,
you need to know that.
I got
to
go do some stuff.
Coke.
Oh, I wasn't even talking about that, but sure. All right.
Coke.
Why, do you have some?
No. I mean, that's what you're... That's,
light them up!
That's your...
Sarah and Vinny.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.